Hello, thank you for calling ArtStop Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Hi, Lindsay. My name is Jeff, and I want to. I already called up about a week or so ago. I got a for a limited. I got an offer in the mail to sign for a new customer, and I'd like to sign up.
Yes, I can help you with that today. Okay, let me see
Great.
here. Okay, so we can just fill out the form over the phone here. Let's see here. And may I have your first name is Jeff, Jeff. May I also have your last name, please?
Sure. Schechter.
Okay, thank you. Let me see here. Okay, and I'm sorry, was that Schechter?
Nope. Let me do it again. Schechter.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry. Schech, P as in Paul, ER.
No, T as in Tom.
Okay, T as in Tom. I'm sorry. Okay, let me see here. So S as in Sam, Schechter.
Correct.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Okay, let me see here. And then what is your home address?
Yep, it's 99 River Road, and that's in Ulster Park, New York, 12487.
Okay, thank you. Let me go ahead and look that up here. Hold on one moment just to see if it's available.
You know what, Lindsay?
Yes.
Hey, you know, so I sure you can do that again, but she said that it wasn't available now, but it would be available December 27th. And at that time, that if I pre-signed up and get all the information, at that time somebody would call me and set up a time when they're going to come and install. And I said that would be fine, but I didn't sign up that day.
Okay, yes, I understand. Okay, yes, and so we can do that today if you would like. We can go ahead and just sign up. I do see your address here, 99 River Road, Ulster Park, New York. Let me go ahead and check the service date. Yes, and the service date is going to be December 27th. And so, like she said before, what that means is that you can sign up today. You won't be charged today. And then when it does get closer to that time, someone will contact you to go ahead and schedule that appointment, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. And she said then that at that point, she said wait until it's actually installed in the house, because she said someone comes, installs, and then a technician comes another day. So she says wait to cancel Spectrum before, make sure I get this in the house and up and running first. Does that sound
Okay.
like the right thing?
Yes, we do recommend that you keep your current service until after we install. So if we install like on a Monday, keep it that Monday, and then once you check to make sure it's up and running and everything is like working, then you can cancel your current service on Tuesday. Just saying.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yes. All right, so we can go ahead and sign up today. Did you know which plan you were interested in? We do have the 1 gig and the 2 gig available.
The 1,000 megabytes, yeah, $69.99.
Okay, yes, we can go ahead and go with that here. Okay, and then will you be using Archtop wireless equipment, which is free, or do you have your own equipment?
I guess I'll be using Archtop unless the when the technician comes, if he suggests using our equipment, that would be great too. But for now, just say we'll use Archtop. Yeah.
Okay, yes, I understand. Okay, and then let me see here. Your service includes the main router, the modem, and one free Wi-Fi extender. So you do get an extender automatically for free, at no additional cost. Would you like to add another extender, or is just the one will work?
One will be fine. We got a
Okay,
small
yes.
house. Small place,
Okay, all right. Yes. Okay, and then would you also like to add phone service or just the internet?
yeah. It's just the internet, the $69.99 package. Yeah, the internet.
Okay, yes, I understand. Okay, let's see here. And then just to confirm your address again, that was 99 River Road, Ulster Park, New York, 12487. And do you rent or own this property?
I own the property.
Okay, and then how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Yeah, it's overhead.
Okay, all right. And then is your billing address the same as your home address?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and just add your information in here. And then list it on your account. Let me see here. Okay. Would you like this phone number here to be the phone number used as your primary number, 914-466-5871?
That would be fine.
Okay. And then there is a space for a secondary phone number. Would you like to add a different one?
Sure. Let me add my wife's phone number. It's 914-466-2565.
Okay, thank you. Was that 914-466-2565?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. Okay, and what is your email address?
The letter J, and then it's my last name, which I'll spell S-C-H-E-C-H, B as in Tom, E-R. 901@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you so much. And so was that JSCHECHTER901@gmail.com?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Let's see here. Okay, and then how may Archtop Fiber contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account? May we contact you through the phone?
Email, right? Well, what do you mean, like a text message?
We have three different options here, phone, email, and texting. Would you like to do all three or just some of them?
How about email and texting?
Okay, all right, I'll go ahead and put you down for that there. Okay, and then there are some contact information here. And then for the emails, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of the emails. Is that okay?
Can you just omit that now, or what, you have to send me one ahead of time and then I unsubscribe, is that it?
That's okay. You can go ahead and opt out now if you would like.
Yeah. But no, you know, I don't care. You know, it doesn't matter. Send it. That's fine.
Okay, yes. All right. Okay, and then so we have you down for email, and then for texting, Archtop Fiber can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Rest assured, we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless authorized. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
What do you mean message rates may apply? What does that mean?
Let me see here. Message and data rates may apply. I think that's for your phone company. Like if you do, let's see here. It's just, I think it's due to your data plan for your, whatever your cell phone company is sometimes. Do you normally get charged for text messages for your cell phone company?
No.
Okay, yes. Okay, in that case, there probably wouldn't be any applied if you're not currently getting charged for texting. So if you have, like, unlimited texting, that would be something like that.
Yeah, I see. Okay, that's fine. That would be great. Text me everything. The texting would be fine.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Okay, and then there is also a termination service disclosure. Any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in using the email address provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand what you just said. Do I agree to changes so am I locked in on this for 2 years, a $69.99 for 2 years, correct?
There is no contract, but yes, you do have a price guarantee, which means that if the prices change any time in 2 years, you'll still pay the $69.99.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, yes, thank you so much.
I don't know what that long paragraph. I don't quite understand what you were asking me to.
That's okay, yes. The last part here is the terms of service for the company as posted on our website. And that part was just, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on
our
website?
What does that mean? Whoa. So what is the terms of service as they change from time to time? That's an open end. What does that mean?
Yes, that is just the company's policies. They're just their terms of service on the website, and you can find that on archtopfiber.com. Let me see here.
Yeah,
if I
but
can
no,
find
wait,
it.
Wait, wait. Yeah, what does that mean, though? I'm talking to you. I'm not going to, while I'm talking to you, go on and look and then okay it. So, what I'm asking you is, what could possibly change your service, what does that mean? What could change?
Okay, yes, I understand. Let me see here if I could find those here. Let's see here. The terms of service are just the company policies and information. You don't have a contract, so you can cancel your plan at any time. And your current price will stay the same at least for 2 years. Let me see here. Okay, I found it here. Okay, let's see here. Okay, we do just have some different policies on our website, and these are things like the privacy policy, the acceptable use policy. Let's see if I can look it through this here. Let's see. Okay, yes, and this here, it's kind of a lot of information. I don't know if I could read it out to you. It's just our privacy policy. It does detail,
okay,
like, the information we collect, information you give us. Let's see here. And it does have a lot of different information here, all laid out for you on the website. And that's just going to be archtopfiber.com. And if you click at the very bottom, there should be under the legal menu, there's a button that says policies. And so you can just click on that there. And that will just take you to the different disclosures and privacy policies. And this is what they mean by the terms of service there. If you would like to read through those before you sign up, you can always do that and call back later if you would like.
I'd rather not do that. I would like to sign up because it's getting close to the 20th. And I'm running out of time here. Is there any hidden things like they're not going to, I guess number one is they're going to give me 1,000 Mbps for 2 years for $70. That's what I know so far. And they're not going to sell my information to anybody or give anybody my my checking account numbers, right?
Not your banking information. There's no contracts or hidden fees. Unlimited data usage, let's see here, free installation, all the equipment is provided and free, and there is a 2-year price guarantee, Let's see here. Free whole home Wi-Fi. Upload speeds are just as fast as download speeds. Let's see here. And then for the privacy policy, that is something that is on the website. If you would like to go through that first, let's see here. Let's see. And that does tell you the information that we collect. Let's see here. And it does also tell you how we use your information. It is a lot. I don't know if I could read this all out.
Yeah, well, you don't have to. Like, is it something crazy? I mean, you don't have to read it to me, but just eyeball it for me and just, you can say, hey, well, this is something crazy I never knew. I mean, I'm sure, is it anything different than Spectrum has been doing to me for years? Probably not.
Let me see here. Let's see here. Let me see here. It is a lot here. Let me see here. I'm not sure if I can answer that for you. It is only one page, so it's not like a whole pamphlet or anything. If you would like to go ahead and read it yourself, just to confirm, I'm not sure if I could confirm that for you.
All right,
but,
you know what?
Yes.
How about this? Let me sign up. I'll just read it later on tonight. Let's sign up now. I'll read it later tonight. If I got a problem, I'll call back at some point. But I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, we can go ahead and continue with this forum here. And then after today, you can check your email for instructions on how to create your eCare account to manage your services. And that will be emailed to you so you can log in to the website. Okay, let's see here. Okay, then as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. And then your deposit and any interest earned will be held on your account for 12 months and returned to you as a bill credit or a one-time payment to you. Would you like to go ahead with the credit check today?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we can go ahead and do that today here. All right, let's see here. Okay, I'm just going to fill out this information really quickly. Let me see here. Okay, I'm just filling this out. And then the only other information that it does need here is, may I also have your Social Security number?
Sure. 126-40-4838.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll go ahead and run the check here. It should only take a few moments. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. It did pass the credit check, and so there is no deposit required today. So we can go ahead. Okay, let's see here. Okay, and then we do offer the discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Would you like to sign up for that today as well?
Sure. Do I get another discount for that?
This is going to be that discount. The $69.99 is with the discount included. So, like, the regular price is $79.99. So, if you sign up with AutoPay through your bank account, you can get the $10 discount, which will bring it to $69.99.
I see. That's fine. Okay.
Okay. And then if you also wanted, there's a $5 discount for signing up with paperless billing through a credit card or a debit card. Would you like to go with the bank account?
Wait, so if I use my debit card, it'll be another $5 off?
No, it'll be only $5 off. So instead of 79, it'll be 74. If you do the bank account, it'll be 69.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Let's do the I mean, from a checking account, is that fine?
Yes, a checking account is fine. Okay,
Okay,
and
so
then.
you well you're gonna need, are you gonna need like a routing number and an account number from that checking account?
Yes, just the routing and account number. Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, all right. And so whenever you're ready with the routing number.
Okay, here we go, Lindsay. It's 2219-7624-3.
Okay, thank you. Can you repeat that number to confirm?
Sure. 2219-7624-3.
Okay, thank you. And now the account number.
Account number 898-270-96.
Okay, thank you. Can you repeat that number to confirm?
Sure. 898-270-96.
Okay, thank you so much. And then what is the name on the account?
Well, it's my name. It says Jeffrey Schechter, and it's also my wife, Beth Cooper.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, and then Jeffrey, is that spelled Jeffrey?
Correct.
Okay, then your last name. Okay, let me go ahead and write your wife's name here. Okay, so when I write your first and last name and then I type and Beth, it doesn't allow me to write her last name. Is it okay to just use your first name?
That's
For some
fine.
reason, okay, thank you so much. There's just not enough space. There seems to be like a
No, no,
character
no.
limit.
That's fine. No problem.
Okay.
That's just the way it's. I'm looking at the check right now, and that's just the way it's listed. My name's first, her name is second, like that. So it's fine. Whatever you got to do.
Okay, thank you so much. And this is a checking account? Okay, and do you authorize ACH direct debit payments to Archtop Fiber? Okay, and would you also like to make this your primary payment method?
It's going to be the only one, correct? Yeah, sure.
Okay, yes. All right, thank you. Okay, let me go ahead and just load that in here. Hold on just one moment. Okay, and then how did you hear about Archtop Fiber? Was it through the mail or an email or?
I got a hard copy through the mail.
Okay, yes. All right. Okay. And then do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location? Anything like buried wires, septic tanks, or anything like that?
No, it should be pretty straightforward.
Okay, thank you so much. And then do you also have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, let me see here. I'll go ahead and place that order here. Okay, and so once again, your service date is going to be December 27th. And so when it gets around that time, someone from Archtop Fiber will contact you to go ahead and schedule that appointment. And in the meantime, you can check your email to set up your online account.
Okay, so if I don't set up my online account, you'll still contact me through like the way we talked. And when do they don't start taking they don't start taking payments until it's actually installed and up and running, correct?
Yes, you won't be charged until the date of service. Yes.
I mean, say the 27th, December 27th comes and they haven't run wires yet or whatever, or there's snow involved or bad weather. They still don't charge me, and not they don't start on December 27th unless I have service, correct?
Correct. Yes. And so, if you're just for example, if your installation appointment is on January 1st, you wouldn't be charged until January 1st. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Lindsay. Do I have anything else? Do I have to write anything down or confirmation numbers or anything like that? Or are we all set?
No, we're all set here, yes. And so everything will either be sent through text message or your email address. Yes.
Okay. Hey, do you have a, can you take another email? Can you send email to my wife as well? Or does it just go to one email?
Let me see here. Let me see if I can add another one. Hold on one moment and let me check that, because we might be able to add another one today. Let's see here. Let me see here. Okay, probably because we just set this up today, you're not in our system yet. You can try and log into your online account and add another email through there, or you can just wait a bit until you do come into our system, probably just a few days, and then you can always call back to add another email then.
Hey, great. Okay. Hey, Lindsay, thanks. You've been a great help today.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.